email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, busy weekend ahead at Dublin Airport, and they have an unusual guest in Terminal 1 at the moment. It can fly, but it's not a plane. It's a bird. Is it a bird? It's a plane. It's a bird. It's a starling, in fact, and they can't get it out. Graeme McQueen is head of media relations in Dublin Airport, and he's on the line now. Hello, Graeme.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Good to talk to you. When did your little friend arrive?
We think he arrived a few weeks ago. We quite often get birds in the terminal buildings. And just by their nature, they come in, they get in an open door or an open window, depending on the part of the building, and they generally find their own way back out again. But this little guy has got himself down by, people would notice where the Ryanair gates are, quite a hard place to get out of unless you're a passenger with a suitcase. So he seems to be quite happy down there. He's made himself at home, but we are very keen to get him out in the next few days.
How did he get through security? No, I'm joking. Go ahead. Well, okay. So he's been spotted on a number of occasions. And as I was saying in the opener, that he's not afraid of humans.
No, he's not. I've been down there quite a bit this week, keeping my eyes on him. And he's come up about 3-4 feet away from me at certain times. Certainly not afraid. I think he's got used to people. He likes to go where the people have maybe dropped a crisp or left a sandwich or something like that. And then he's got a nice little comfy spot up above one of the TV screens, the departure screens. He likes to sit up there and watch the world go by. But we think, as happy as he is, he seems quite content and he's certainly not stressed out. But we would like to get him back to his mates out there in the big bad world.
Meanwhile, you want to name for him, which we've told our listeners. Jet, somebody says, what about Wings for the name of the bird, JJ in Cork, and Flight on Time, which is an odd name for a bird, but Joan suggests that's not bad, Joan, at all. Listen, Graeme, we've Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland on the other line. Hello, Niall.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Graeme.
Now, by accident, you were out there. You wouldn't usually go to the airport terminal to go birdwatching, but you were there and you spotted the little starling.
That's right. I just happened to be travelling on with Thursday last week. Myself and my mother were in the airport, and we both remarked on the starling was beside gate 105 at the time. And initially, I thought it was actually outside the glass, it was right on the window. But then I realised it was walking around inside, and it was gathering crumbs from around the outside of one of the bins. And it did seem happy enough, but it was flying back and forth within the terminal, and looked quite healthy. But obviously, long term, it's not very good for that bird to be inside the terminal. It really should be out and trying to breed and flock with other starlings at this time of year.
And where would it be hanging out? Would it have nested in the terminal?
No, it won't have nested because it's just there by itself, as far as we can tell. So it takes two to tango, and that behaviour would only be triggered if there was two of them pairing up together. It may well want to be nesting at this moment, so it might be getting quite frustrated. But I think that, you know, what it was trying, obviously, was doing was it had learned how to find food. And that's probably why it's approaching people. It's learned that people aren't that dangerous, and that's really the only source of food it has.
And Graeme, there's obviously a lot of glass, isn't there? Which is oftentimes a danger to birds, Niall.
It is, yes, especially when you have so much glass like that, because the birds don't know what glass is, and they think when they see sky they can just fly straight at it, and then of course they run the risk of colliding with the window. Not that a lot of birds that get trapped in buildings die that way. Certainly this starling seems to have worked out how to survive. It's doing quite well, but that can be one of the difficulties also in a building like that, of getting it out, because very often if a starling or another bird is stuck in a building, it'd be darker than that, so if a door is open...
It follows the light. Very good, yeah. That makes complete sense.
The ceiling is so high as well that trying to shepherd it or usher it in a certain direction probably won't work either, because it'll just fly up over people's heads up to the roof.
You mentioned there that it probably wants to nest. So is this the time of the year that birds look for mates?
It is, yes, it is. That's right. And we can tell from the plumage that it's a fully grown adult starling. So it's certainly in breeding condition. And this is when the breeding hormones will be raging. We don't know if it's a male or a female. It's very, very difficult to tell. But either way, the nesting instinct will be kicking in. And it's the time of year when they would be looking for mates and really should be nesting pretty soon.
Okay, Graeme, any questions for Niall there?
No, my one question was going to be, we're trying to work out whether it is a boy or a girl. There's no way of telling that, Niall, is there?
It is very difficult. It's not impossible, but it's basically looking at the coloration of the skin around the base of the beak. It's a little brighter generally in males than in females, but it can be very hard to tell. Sometimes from behavior, I mean, if the bird has been noted singing, then it would be almost certainly a male. Certainly when I thought it wasn't doing any of that kind of behavior, but if it's singing, it would probably be a male. And at this time of year, the hormones are raging, and if it's being pretty silent, it's probably a female, but that's the best we could tell.
Has it been heard singing, Graham?
We can see it singing. It's quite a noisy environment. We have between 20,000-30,000 people going through that area on any given day. So it's hard to hear him, but he certainly looks like he's cheeping away. So that's one for the team to keep an eye on over the next 24 hours or so for sure. Mm.
Could all passengers remain silent? We want to see if the bird is singing. Thank you.
Yeah. So what now then? What advice would you give to Graham, Niall?
Well, it would be in the best interest of the bird if it can be returned to the outdoors.
Yes.
How would you
catch it?
Well, I know that certainly at certain times the airport does have contracted ornithologists who may be able to give advice. I know that they've been doing work around the airport for several years. That might be an idea. Possibly the best way to catch it by an expert, if you need someone who's highly trained in this, would be with a thing called a mist net, which is a very fine net, which ornithologists use.
Mist, M-I-S-T, net. Right.
M-I-S-T, because it's so fine, it's almost invisible.
Yeah.
Ornithologists who ring birds, who put rings on their legs, use these nets to catch them. Now, it's something that needs a lot of training because it's a very specific type of net. And if the person who is extracting the bird from it really needs to know what they're doing to avoid injuring the bird, it's not something that that a layperson could do. And so that might be one option, or some sort of having maybe the bird using like food to go into maybe a box or something
like that.
Bit like a cartoon, you know, where roadrunners turn to be caught by coyotes.
Knock the little stick and
exactly. Exactly.
Graham, what do you think you're going to do out there in Dublin Airport in Terminal 1?
Yeah, well, look, we've been chatting to a lot of different people. We do have a team coming in, I think, on Monday to look at, and they'd say they've got a couple of options for getting them away, and they're very confident that they'll be able to do that. So at the moment, what we're doing is trying to attract them to the same place for food and water. So we've got some tasty food for a bird in a certain area of the terminal. So we're getting them used to going to that area, and that'll allow the guys hopefully to go in early next week and catch them safely, get them back out there. We actually have a starling tree at the airport in the vicinity of the terminal, so that's where all his family and friends are, so we want to get him back there as soon as we can.
A starling tree, right. Just while I have you, is there a new scanning system in Dublin Airport, Graham?
New scanners going in, Ray. New C3 scanners, which mean eventually you won't need to take your liquids out of your bags. We're about a third of the way there across the two terminals. We're going to be finished the rollout in Terminal 2 by October this year. And then Terminal 1 is going to take a bit longer. Older building, big, heavy machines that we're putting in there. So we need to do a wee bit of reinforcement work on the floors in Terminal 1. But by October 2025, we aim to be fully complete. And that will mean passengers can leave liquids and laptops and things in their bag. And I think everybody will have a big smile on their face when that day comes.
Now, the names that are suggested by our listeners... Niall Hatch and Graham McQueen, Druid, Ringo Starling, call him Tom after Tom Hanks from the Terminal movie. That's good, isn't it, Aaron? That's good. Yeah, we don't know if it's male or female. Ryan there, Captain Birdseye. You see, perhaps the Starling is just waiting to be cleared for takeoff, says Ed. We were in Terminal 1 last weekend, flying to Vienna, and we saw it, says somebody. So there, it could become an attraction. Okay, keep us posted anyway. Graham McQueen from Dublin Airport and Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland. Thanks to you both for talking to us on this Friday evening. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.